Proclamation number 4314 of 27th of May, 1948. Body power, life power, multiplication by spiritual power. You cannot go beyond the limits of your creativity without the supply of spiritual strength. A human limit is set for you, i.e., the body is only capable of carrying out the will according to its biological composition. Thus the divine law of nature always underlies a person's ability and achievements. However, this only applies to the human being who does not desire divine power supply, i.e., does not request it, whose power is limited. It is different with those who are in contact with the spiritual kingdom, who may request and receive strength at any time according to their will and their connection with God. Through their connection with God, they abolish the limits of creation. They are not subject to the laws of nature, so to speak, but are above it because it is God's will. They can accomplish everything. But the fact that they do not accomplish it despite this mentioned prerequisite is due to their weakness of faith, and that is why it can so rarely be proven that the human being can do everything despite his physical limitations of strength. He lacks faith, and thus he sets limits for himself where he could exceed them. He therefore certainly has the will but not the faith. But without faith the extraordinary strength cannot be given to him because he may not be forced to believe. A distinction must be made between physical and spiritual strength. The former is the vitality which every human being has at his disposal, albeit differently, and which is a special gift of grace in the lost embodiment on earth. The human being only pays attention to this natural strength and does not think about how he could increase it, but accepts the fact that it decreases or increases depending on age or health. However, he can increase this vitality at any time through spiritual strength, which is not arbitrarily given to the human being but is only received after certain preconditions have been fulfilled. This spiritual strength is available to the human being unmeasured but must be requested, i.e., asked for. But this can only happen in faith that it is both possible and certain through God's love and that a prayer will never reach him in vain. Only then will the human being request spiritual strength in the right way, and he will have unlimited access to it. The human being must imagine that he, as a tiny particle of the eternal deity, also participates in his might and power, as soon as he does not live in opposition but in harmony with God. And this certainty will also let him believe that every measure of strength is given to him which he can now use according to his will. There is only a restriction of creativity for people who live outside of God, for they only have their physical strength at their disposal. But anyone who lives in God and with God will be able to accomplish things which go beyond human ability as soon as he firmly and steadfastly believes. Amen.